Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, May 16th, in the year 1840, the Barbadian paid special attention to the Franchise Bill, informing its readers that the city of Bridgetown would soon have two representatives. This was, for the paper, a quote-unquote most important improvement. As it broke the news of this change, the Barbadian urged freeholders in the city to think carefully before making that choice. For the paper, the city of Bridgetown had special interest and advised that the gentlemen chosen should be, quote, perfectly conversant in mercantile matters, as well as thoroughly acquainted with the great principles of legislation, and have long experience in things affecting the island, end quote. Therefore, let us take a background look at the franchise. The matter of the franchise in this context pertains specifically to the right to vote. A 12-member council was formed in the 1630s, which the publication A to Z of Barbados Heritage posits was most likely handpicked by the then governor Henry Hawley. Later, the vote was made available under precise conditions. The original 1721 Franchise Act stipulated that voters must, and I quote, have either 10 acres of land or a house with an annual taxable value of £10 Barbados currency, be male over the age of 21, a Christian, and a British subject, end quote. Also added later was the stipulation that only whites were qualified to vote. These requirements obviously excluded the majority of the population, even free black and free colored members of society, as the benefits of the fruits of the island were not available to the population as a whole, for only a minority were privileged with reaping the fruits of the labor of the majority. The struggle for the institution of voting rights was successively waged across time, and Samuel Jackman Prescott was instrumental in this fight for fundamental change. Historian Professor Sir Hilary Beckles posits that after slavery ended, Prescott continued his determination to ensure that all the rights associated with freedom were afforded the laboring classes. Therefore, Prescott partnered with middle-class whites like E.B. Goodrich, a Spikestown property holder, and legislators like Robert Boucher Clark, Speaker of the House of Assembly, and others to effect this change. Prescott used an approach of inclusion to achieve his goals for an integrated society. However, although changes were made to increase and decrease the strictures at different times, access to the franchise remained elusive for the majority of non-white Barbadians. Therefore, in the 1840 attempt at comprehensive reform, as published by the Barbadian on this day, the only substantive change that was upheld was the change given Bridgetown double member constituency status. 2 years later, in 1843, Prescott would be elected to the House of Assembly to represent Bridgetown, and it would take another 107 years until 1950, when under Grantley Adams and the Barbados Labour Party administration, universal adult suffrage was achieved, where all Barbadians, regardless of race, class, gender, religion, or socioeconomic status, were afforded the right to vote.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.